I grew up in a city of Oskemen or Uskemenogorsk in northeast Kazakhstan, which is situated about 300 kilometers from the area where the nuclear test field was operating since 1949. And I remember when I was a schoolboy at school, especially at school, very often we felt some tremors. Everything was trembling, and the floors, the walls, especially the lamps on the ceiling, and teachers usually told us that it was just an earthquake. We always were asking why earthquake is happening so frequently in the area, and sometimes it was every week in a row, sometimes it was once a month, but it was a bit scary. Later on, after perestroika was announced by Mr. Gorbachev, we learned that it was about the nuclear test field in Semey, or Semipalatinsk, when everything was allowed. I mean, glasnost, everything became transparent so far. One of the most prominent poets in Kazakhstan, Oljan Suleymanov, he established a movement called Nevada Semey to challenge the nuclear tests on the Kazakh territory. Astounding pictures of malformed animals, human newborns, became available. It turned out that the first nuclear tests in the area were made, performed on the ground or above the earth. And then, later on, the tests were moved underground. And all the villages around and traditional Kazakh pastures were functioning. People were living without knowing what's happening around them. But even now, today, the consequences are still there.